Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Dalet. We're going to start Perek Chof Dalet where it should be started, which is at the actual place where the break is in the Parshiyot, with the Pasuk of Vayal, David, Misha. So, where are we? We came to a landmark, Tarti Mashma, we came to a landmark change yesterday. The name of the landmark actually ended up being the Selah Machlakot, to indicate that this was a sea change in the interrelationship, which means that for the first time, we find that Shaul and David are now facing each other, recognize, as we saw through Yonatan, recognize that this means that they're going to have to work out their relationship on some level. And it became clear with the story of the Selah Machlokot that even if it would take a malach, the end result is you're not going to get David even when you're about to surround him. And the only thing that can support your malchut is the recognition that it's Eretz Yisrael that's important and the malchut, not the person, that's important. And this is such an obvious miracle that Chazal say that this case of Korala Mokamahu Selah Machlokot means that every time that David and his men would come to this place, they would make a bracha, because it was such an obvious miracle. Baruch Shasalanu Neis Bamakom Hazeh. And it's Ad Kedei Kach, was evident to Shaul as well. And so you would think that this makes a difference. The truth is, it did, but it took a lot to bring out the difference. And from this point on, we go through a number of up and downs, each one indicating something slightly different, as we'll see, in which there's actual confrontations face to face between David and Shaul. And it begins in this parak with this story. Vayal David Bisham. Vayeshev bim tzadot En Gedi. And so David moved to now the area of En Gedi. Stand in the En Gedi has various mitzadot. There's rocky outcroppings that are very difficult to scale. One of the most famous is the one that's called the mitzada of the mitzadot, which may even be what it's referring to. Vayika sher shav Shaul miachre plishtim. And so after Shaul gets back now, you'd think had learned his lesson, concentrate on the plishtim. But now he's got a few moments of menucha between wars with the plishtim. So now he hears again where David is, takes his best men, we saw that was the magic number earlier, in which that was what he wanted to keep with him as chosen. And so he went out there climbing up exactly where, how do they say Yelim in English? Ibek, where the, till today, the Yelim climb all over En Gedi. And he went to search there in the various areas for David. And he comes to this place where there are Gidarim. There are actually now barbed wire fences for protecting Tzon along the road. And there's another Me'ara. So it's an extremely private place. First of all, it's protected by a getter. Secondly, he goes inside of the Me'ara in order to use it as a bathroom, leaving Avner, who was with him, outdoors to guard. And he goes to move his bowels. But we use the word lasechet raglav lashon suka, that he was extremely tanua, even in the Beit Akisa. So David, who was always choshen, that Shaul's fear of exposure was entirely a mode of self-respect vis-a-vis people, he was ashamed of people, sees here Shaul in what he believes to be complete privacy, acting with incredible tzniut. First of all, the fact that the location can excuse, again, watching out for the kavod. But there they are, David v'anashav, biarketei ha-ma'ara yoshvim. So it's clear that this is an incredible story. Of all possible situations, the one in which Shaul is most vulnerable, catching him with his pants down, so to speak, which you say in English, the most vulnerable situation, and, I mean, all you gotta do is stab him, and that's it. He doesn't have anybody with him. Of all places to come into the ma'ara in which David and his men are hiding, but he's not coming to find David. Instead, David has found him. The irony of it is just astounding. So, obviously, the men said to David, this is the day. I mean, there's no bigger miracle. Can you imagine? God said this to you. I'm going to hand over your enemies into your hand. That's what happened. He's handing him over into your hand. So obviously you're supposed to act. Do what you gotta do. Get rid of the guy. Vayokom David vayichrot et knafa meila shel Shaul balat. And so David tiptoes over and he cuts off the edge of the coat that Shaul was wearing with his tzitzit and goes back. Meanwhile, a lot of other things are going on. His men want Shaul dead. But we jump ahead to see David's own reaction. Vayachrechen later. David was very sorry that he had ever done that. Vayach lev David oto al asher karat et haknaf asher l'Shaul. The way the Medrash puts it, he said to himself, I mean, what did I think I'm so great that I cut this off, but I don't cut his head off? What's really the difference? Well, right, if I felt that I needed to treat him in a particular way, so what is this rationalization of, well, it's only that, I mean, I thought that was the whole point, that it's not up to me and I'm not doing anything and they're, well, what was that? Some say it was Vayach, because of the fact that it was the tzitzit. So he had been mevatel him for the mitzvah of tzitzit, and there was no way for Shaul to even know.
But this is self-imposed. Yeah.
This is entirely self-imposed, but you see his sensitivity, and of course this becomes now something that is exceedingly important, because as David lays himself in his old age, it was because of this story that he can't get warm. This is very fundamental for the giving over of the Malchut, and especially if we remember that the simon that Shaul was going to be giving over the Malchut was the tearing of a baguette. So when he tore the Maisa with Shaul and Shmuel, Shmuel used that to say, this tearing of the baguette is the tearing of the Malucha. Of course, David didn't know. But now it turns out that the one that he would be given to is the one that tore his baguette, right? Now, this turns out to be important. Shaul understands. Shaul understands immediately. No, that's not the point, but it's right, yeah. And so meanwhile, this was a look ahead. Meanwhile, Vayomer Lanashav, when they said that to him, he told them, what an act of utter chulin in front of God, that this is what I should do. In other words, it's clear that God has given him over into my hands. I love it when people say that. It's always clear what God wants you to do, right? So in other words, this is what I'm supposed to do. I was given this man. So, Ladoni, the Mashiach Adonai, Lishloach Yadiba. This man is a din of a Mashiach Hashem, and I'm supposed to murder him. Mashiach Adonai, I don't care what you think about him. I can't think he's crazy, whatever he is. The bottom line is, this is the getter of his covet, and the respect that we have to have for him. And, not only that, the whole issue here, if you think about it, is the fact that he is unable to let go of always controlling them. And now you're telling me that's what I should do. I should mechanically make things happen. That's the last thing I'm going to do and still be a melech. And it was difficult to control his men, because he's got all these men over there. They're tough guys. They all wanted to kill, so he had to control them. And it was very difficult to control them. He had to cut them, basically. Shasa means you slice them. You had to slice them up, their various groups, their arguments, to maintain control with them. So Shaul gets up and goes back on the road. So David jumps up, goes out of the Mara. Astonishing scene. He calls Shaul. Shaul turns around. And David now bows down to the ground to show his respect for the Malchut. Don't you understand that you are being subject to the type of Lashon Hara and propaganda that's warping your mind? Why do you list people telling you that David is trying to do you harm? This is the day where you could see yourself. Forget about what anybody else has to say. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you into my hand in that Mara. The Amar La'arakha. The Pashtus, this means people were saying to kill you. But the Medrash says, God said to kill you because you're a Raidef. And Allah is that a Raidef? You're being Raidef me for no reason. And I'm supposed to kill you. You know I didn't kill you. Vatochos alecha. Vatochos is also, but what was that? Well, who's Vatochos? What do you mean? Should say Va'achus alecha. No, the tzniut shaya becha was tochos alecha. The way in which you acted led me to respect you so much that I felt that I couldn't, even though you're a writer. Va'omar lo yishlach yadi baduni, ki mishiach adonaihu. I cannot hurt you. The Avi, how he calls him, Avi, addressing him as his father-in-law. He used to call him Avi. So from Here the Gemara learns Avner was with the Medrash learns Avner was with him, and he's addressing Shaul as Avi, which is mashma that Chayav Adam bechod Chamiv kichvod Aviv, and that's why he's calling him Avi, and he's ignoring Avner, where Avner was really a great gadol b'Torah, greater than Shaul. Others are no, he was calling Avner Avi. And that was the gam re'ei. In other words, you too, Shaul. Re'ei et knaf mi'il chaviyadi. I'm holding the edge of your me'il. Ki b'chorti et knaf mi'il chav. There I was. I could just as easily have taken the knife that I used to cut through the me'il, and I could have cut through your heart. V'lo herakticha. Do you understand what this means? Da, re'ei. It's time for you to understand. Ki ein b'yadi ra'av afesha. V'lo chatati lach. V'ata tzodet nafshi lekachta. You're constantly searching. You want my soul. Why do you want my soul? Yishpot Adonai b'ni v'necha. God should judge between us. Un kamani Adonai b'necha. He should avenge the way that you're treating me. But I won't touch you. Yadi lo tiyeva. Tzkashe yomar mishala kadmoni. Like that old saying goes, Mereshoyim yetzei resha. From evil people come evil events. I'm not an evil person. Yadi lo tiyeva. Of course, Chazal tell us that the mishala kadmoni is the ultimate ancient mashal, which is the Torah itself. Where does the Torah itself teach me? Famous pasuk. So over here, somebody accidentally kills someone else. Says the Torah, okay, so he's not chayev mita. Why? Because God brought it to his hand. How could God bring it to his hand? What's that supposed to mean? It's talking about someone who himself was a Rasha and was one of the guys was chayev because he wasn't properly careful about killing. The other guy was a real Rasha that was chayev mita. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezame them together. The one who needs galut ends up being found as having accidentally killed this guy. And this guy dies, but it's from Rishayim that affect the Resha. So I'm not going to do anything to you. Will you look at what a fool you're making of yourself? Achrei mi atzam melech Yisrael. Achrei mi atarodef. You're taking an army out to chase whom? Achrei kelev mate. Achrei paro shechad. Do you think that I have any self-dignity in these issues? That I need something. I want something. You might as well go chase after a dead dog, after a bed bug. This is absurd. You want to find out who is the one that is the true one here. Let him see. Let him fight the fight between us, and let him judge you. As David closed these words, Shaul suddenly is seen coming back to his sanity for a moment. My son, David, is that you? And he begins to cry. The sudden recognition of what has happened to him and is the insanity that's been driving him. This is the same Lashon that Yehuda uses in the ascension to the Malchus. But since over here, the Lashon that the Malchus was taken in was Re'acha Hatov Mimeka. And the Lashon that Shlomo Melch uses in Mishle is Yater Mere'ehu Tzadik. So here he's saying, I recognize you as the Re'ehu Hatzadik. So it's the Tov. Therefore, you are the Re'ah Hatov Mimen. But he recognizes, the Medrash says, that was the simon that Shmuel was telling him. If anyone cuts your beged, that's the guy. Here's the beggar. So David didn't know, but Shaul knew. And therefore he says, I'm just amazed. Guy finds his worst enemy and lets him go. May God reap. Pay you for the good that you did to me. V'ata, now I know. That's exactly what Yonatan had said yesterday. He knows, deep down he knows. If he ever gets back to himself, he'll tell you. And this is exactly what happened. So this was the first opportunity for Shaul, and this was what Yonatan was dreaming of, that this would happen. Why didn't it end up making a difference? Because Avner said to Shaul, what are you getting so excited about? How do you know he didn't find this beged ripped off on a thorn somewhere where you had passed by, and now he's making this whole romantic setting to make you feel this way. And therefore later we find that David has to do something even more insanely dramatic, and the next time he talks to Avner, not to Shaul, because it was Avner who prevented this from working. But Shaul says, Ve'ata, and now back to Shaul's concern for himself. So what should he have done? What he should have done is try to do what Yonatan did. Let's get back together. Let me give you orderly the Malchut over. Let people know that Binyamin backs you in the Malchut, and there shouldn't be any type of argument between Yehuda and Binyamin. Instead, what is he concerned about? Look, I can't really do that, but at least when you become king, don't knock off my family. It's the worst possible thing to say. It's completely self-involved. It takes zero responsibility. It's saying, well, whatever, I understand what's going to happen. What do you mean understand what's going to happen? Don't just go home. Say, come, let me make up for everything that I did. Let me make an announcement. No. We're still enemies. But at least don't destroy my whole family. And don't try to erase my malchut. So he swears it. And we're back where we started from. Shaul goes back home to give out Shaul. And there they go, back to their rocks. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. So can you get more of an opportunity than this? Man breaks down, recognizes how he's been acting, admits that he knows what's coming, he understands that malochtim lo chata, and still cannot respond, cannot do anything about it.